Continuing our discussion of the issue of whether you have Zimun when it's three people achi hadadi, so to speak, when they're all pretty much on the same level and you don't have a gadol, one who's greater than the other two. In my opinion, it's based upon the fact that whenever you have Zimun, you have a choice to make. The reason why they had a problem and a dilemma was because the question was, how should we bench? Should we bench separately? Each person says the bracha, enunciates the bracha, or no? We're not, each person will not enunciate the bracha. There'll be one bracha being uttered, and we'll partake of that bracha. However, in my opinion, this is not an issue with regard to the aspect of Zimun, which is the beginning part, the introduction, so to speak, where one person says the Baruch, and the two respond, Baruch Shacham Mishalo Ubetuvo Chayinu, there you wouldn't have an issue. If that's all that Zimun was, if that was all that Zimun was, that is to say, Zimun did not effectuate a change in the benching, in the manner of benching. It merely meant that when three people ate together, before they benched, they joined together, just for this Baruch Shacham Shalom. So that Baruch Shacham Shalom, you wouldn't have the question, does one have to be greater than the other two? And it doesn't make any sense. It's a new element of praise that's said by three people. And it's not a calculation. What's better? Should we do it this way or should we do it that way? The Gemara had a problem over here because not just Thama question as to whether we should have Zeman in this situation, but what's better? You're losing out on something. Chiluk brachos adif is what they said. Why? Because when you do Zimun, you're not just adding a new bracha, but you're effectuating a change in the manner by which you'll be yotzei birkas hamazon. That's the essence of Zimun. Is it a joint birkas hamazon as opposed to each person reciting the bracha by himself? So now the question is, where is the greatest shevach Hashem? Each person recites a bracha by himself. In Zimun, no, one person becomes the mevarech for the group. And there, Yotzei through his bracha. The chakira that they had was that in Zimun, you're going to be Yotzei, Birkas HaMazon, through a collective Birkas HaMazon, a joint Birkas HaMazon, as opposed to reciting it individually. So there are two aspects to this. That is to say that this is a superior chefta shal birkas hamazon. It's a superior entity. So now the question is it merely by virtue of the fact that it's three, it's a birkas hamazon of shlosha, a quantitative phenomenon? Or no, it's only where you have a qualitatively superior entity to your own. It's got to be superior in two respects. One is that it's the bracha of a gadol, so it's qualitatively superior. And the second thing is the quantitative phenomenon. So that's what they were asking the question. Honey, Millie, when do you make the change from chilik brachos, from each person saying the birkas hamazon by himself, to being yotzei through this collective? They thought that it's only if there's an Adam Gadol, because an Adam Gadol was reciting it, so it's a greater entity of Shevach. The entity of Shevach is dependent upon the level of the individual. It's not the same bracha. The person who's a greater understanding of Yedias Hashem, so his bracha is a different bracha. So you're partaking of his bracha. That was their chakira. So they came to the conclusion that that's the idea. Based upon these psukim, the psukim indicate that there's a mezameh, that there's one, that there's a, this group apparently is made up of two different classes. There's a leader and then there's followers. A leader, of course, would be a leader in terms of Torah knowledge. That was their idea. Since they were convinced that that's the concept, but it's based upon a concept, because you could read the same psukim and you could say that no, just the person is functionally speaking calling them together. You know, the pasuk itself doesn't indicate necessarily that he's an Adam Gadol or not an Adam Gadol. But that was their concept. So they concluded that Chiluk Brachos is Adif. Once they concluded that way, so there was no Zimun. Once you don't have Zimun, you don't have Zimun. You don't have that first part. Apparently you can't have one without the other. You can't just have getting together for the Zimun. The Zimun is has a function, and the function is to be mitzarei for the group for the purpose of Birkas HaMazon. But the essence, of course, would then be the Birkas HaMazon. So it's not a question, what did they do with their Chiyuv Zimun? Because that's how they interpret. There is no Chiyuv Zimun. If you're going to, once you tell me that Zimun exists not just when there's three, but Zimun exists when there's three and one is superior to the other two, so they were eating in a situation which didn't call for Zimun. So they didn't have a Chiyuv, according to their understanding. But Meremar came to tell them they were wrong. They were wrong. They did have a Chiyuv Zimun, because the concept of Zimun is not based upon qualitative superiority of the Mavarech. It's a quantitative phenomenon of three people benching together. The mere fact, the essence is the three, that it's a Birkas HaMazon Shel Shlosha. That's the essence of Zimun, and you don't have this other factor of qualitative superiority. So then he assessed what took place, and then he came to the Psak, even though you had a Chiyuv of Zimun in the situation, and you didn't know about it, you were wrong, you went ahead and benched. That, now the question is that benching valid or not valid? That's why he said, Yidei Birkas HaMazon. Yes, it is. You didn't bench on the highest level, but you were Yotzei Birkas HaMazon. That's it. And then the next question that you want to ask is, can you now, in retrospect, fulfill Zimun? Then he said that, no, ain't Zimun L'mafreya. It can't be done L'mafreya. It can't be done retroactively. The basic question that was being asked was, how can we fulfill Birkas HaMazon with the highest degree of Shevach, on the highest level of Shevach? So they held that unless you're going to elevate the bracha qualitatively, it's better, and therefore I'll be Yotzei my Chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon through somebody else's bracha, and that will be superior to my bracha, so then that's greater Shevach. I'm involved in a greater Chefta Shel Shevach. But if that's not the case, then it's better that I should be mevarach myself. Each person is saying the bracha himself is the greatest degree of Shevach. Because each person is involved in praising God in the ma'aseh of Shevach. So that was the question. What's better in this situation? How can we fulfill? Because Birkas HaMazon is chiyuv to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the our recognition of the fact that everything, he's the source of everything. Of all of our mazon, but everything is more than that. All the concepts in Berin, Hodaya, and the land, and the tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash, the whole thing. So, that was their thought. However, the maskana, according to Merema, was that no, that is not the essence. The essence is Rovam, the essence is Shlosha. Gadol Hashemiti is a quantitative phenomenon. The mere fact that it's Deos, in and of itself, elevates it, and is sufficient, and that's superior to Chiluk Brachos. When Reimar told them that Yidei Bracha Yotzu, that is to say, you were Yotzei Birkas HaMazon,